Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
70% of couples break up in the first year. Like, just dating. So why are we always so embarrassed to talk about when we got dumped?
It feels good to hear somebody else's dumb story. It's one of those times where you're like, well, something terrible happened to me, but maybe not quite that bad.
Did you get dumped? Or did you have to break up with somebody? Dump Tuesday, 1-800-330-9999. Jesse, were you dumped or did you dump somebody else?
I was dumped.
What happened?
Well, with the relationship, I mean, she was vegan and I ate meat and she just couldn't stand it, you know. But I loved her a lot. So it was difficult because it was like she forced me to choose between her and meat, you know, and ultimately I couldn't make the sacrifice.
I understand. I was so heartbroken.
It does seem like it would be silly on the surface, but it's a real thing,
no,
right?
So I'm celiac. I've recently found out that I am celiac.
So your husband's filing for divorce? That's what's happening?
No, but I catch him. Like, he eats. Like, there's only certain things I can eat. I'm dairy-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free, sucrose-free.
Okay.
There's literally, like, six things I can eat in the world.
Yeah.
He will go find my paleo fake cheese puffs, right? And I'll see him with his hand in there. And I'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't eat that.
Is it because he wants to be in solidarity with you or what?
No, because it's food and it's
there. It's just another snack. Damn.
But when it comes to, like, the dinner thing,
yeah,
he won't eat, like, my gluten-free rolls. I still have to get him his regular rolls. I feel like you're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
You can't have both. It's either this whole house goes gluten, dairy, sucrose free, or, like, we have to make our, you know, draw the line in the sand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Just don't touch those paleo things. They're the only thing that bring me joy.
Oh, man. And she kissed you and she could taste beef on your tongue.
Oh.
Terrible.
Cameron, how about you? Did you break up with somebody or did you get dumped?
I did break up with someone. And it was, you know, we were seeing together for about a month. And I'm not on social media. And my friend was like, dude, you got to check out her social media. I was like, no, it doesn't matter. It's not a thing. Well, a month in, I was like, you know what? I'm really catching a lot of feelings here and it's getting more serious. So I did look at her social media and it was such a turnoff, her profile and the way that she used social media, that I just had to dump her.
Why? What was wrong with it?
You know, honestly, it was like the live, laugh, love hashtag every single post. It's just the boomerangs. I'm serious. No, it was like every single post was the most cliche Pinterest thing you can think of on social media.
You were like, that's it.
I couldn't look at her again.
You were like, that's it. Yeah. People perceive me as being a thinking person. I mean, I'm not even on social media, for God's sakes. And now I realize that this person is just, you know, one repost after another, living their life, talking that way. I can't do it.
She's just being positive, writing about great things. And you're like, I have to dump this lady.
No, but I know what you mean,
it
though.
It was dark.
I would dump the cryptic person. We're like, today was a terrible day. Prayers,
yes.
Please send prayers. Though that guy, forget it. He gets dumped immediately.
Same thing, though, to me. It's the same thing. Like, I already know what you're going to say today. I already know what you're going to say.